Hello, everyone. It's time for Vanished Goblin Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pico Stanis. This is episode 287, season 12. Today's date is December 16th, 2023, and welcome to the program. On today's show, I will talk about my memories of vintage Christmas children's books. These are the books that I read when I was a little boy. And like, for example, The Night Before Christmas, The Grinch That Stole Christmas, How the Grinch That Stole Christmas, excuse me, and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, et cetera, et cetera. And that should be a lot of fun. Also, I will do a tribute to actor Andre Brower, and he passed away this week, and I will talk about my memories of watching him on television. Okay. Right now, the program will go into a commercial break. And this program is brought to you by Mr. Microphone. Oh, this one's a classic, especially this time of year. And it's from the late 1970s. So sit back and relax. And I'll be right back with the show, folks. Thank you.
Hey, this Christmas party is getting a little too quiet. I think it's time we liven it up with my favorite Christmas gift, Mr. Microphone.
Hey, what's that?
Well, you set the dial on your FM radio and... Testing.
I'm on the radio!
These kids are having a fabulous time with Mr. Microphone, the cordless microphone that actually puts your voice on the radio. There are no attaching wires, so you're free to move around. Broadcast over any FM car radio.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
Professional entertainers use Mr. Microphone for rehearsing.
I got one.
It's practical and great fun for the whole family. And it's only $14.88. Mr. Microphone, buy two or three, they really make great Christmas gifts.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Mr. Microphone. Oh, it's a classic, you know. They had those classic lines. Hey, I'm on the radio. And that guy in the car, hey, good looking, we'll pick you up later. they used to play this commercial a lot. I remember on Channel 32 and WFLD TV in Chicago, late at night when I was watching, for example, like The Honeymooners, Dark Shadows, The Best of Groucho, Night Gallery, you know, like all the rest of the Ronco products like that. That was great time. Very nice time. It's still around, I believe. Yeah, you can still buy it. But, you know, now it's karaoke. So they have this is probably the predecessor of karaoke, you know, with a microphone, because karaoke is big in Japan, and it's also big here when you go to a bar. You know, I tried once in karaoke, I was embarrassed, and I'd rather sing at home alone or in the shower, not or in the car, but not in a bar, you know, in a bar room of people. It's embarrassing, you know, because I sound terrible. I know it enhances your singing, but nah, I don't think so. No. Okay. At the beginning of the program, I mentioned I will talk about my memories of vintage Christmas children's books, and I would do a tribute to actor Andre Brower. Before I get started, I want to say something. Here's a health update. It has nothing to do with cancer. It's about my eyes. And When you reach my age, around 60, your eyes start to go in a way. I just notice floaters like that. So I'm going, uh-oh, what's going on? I see a little squiggly lines and kind of a fogginess, a little bit like that. I went to the eye doctor before months ago. Yeah, I went to the eye doctor and months ago. I do have cataracts a little bit, but they haven't fully developed. But I was concerned, so I went there this week. And the doctor examined me, and he said, yeah, it's like the gel in your eye, your left eye, that is loosened. It's common, you know. And I asked him, how long does this last? You know, the floaters, do they go away? And he says, yeah, over time. But your eyes are okay. You know, you don't have a detached retina. You don't have you're fine. You know, it'll pass. It's kind of annoying in a way when I turn my head a little bit, but it's just little squiggly lines, one in the bottom of my eye. I hardly see it, but there's one that's like goes up front and then goes back and forth, and that's fine. You know, so I will see him in next month, around the 25th. So it's very common. That's how it is. I've been wearing glasses all my life, so ever since I was 7 years old. You know, I have bad eyes. I have one left eye is astigmatism. The other one is nearsightedness. I think this affects mostly astigmatism. So it's just, it's awful. Felt like I was born with these things, but what are you going to do? You know. I try to stay off the computer as much as I can, you know, eye strain, you know, I make it darker, you know, not too bright, you know, I try to watch television, but not too much, you know, I just rest, and I would do that. So I'm guilty because I spend too much time on social media, but I'll cut it down a bit. So only when I post when it's necessary, you know, so thank goodness for that. Okay, right now we're going to talk about something fun. Vintage Christmas children's books. There were a lot of them over the years. Some were published by Dr. Seuss and the Whitman Company. If you remember, they used to make coloring books. I remember those crayons they had. Oh, they were beautiful. I love those. The books I remember were Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. I didn't really read the book. I did read the book, but I saw the TV special like everyone else that did when it first aired. I remember it first aired. When I first saw it, it was early 70s. I was a little boy. I wasn't scared of the Grinch. I thought he was funny. He never smiled until at the end. And so I did read the book. I read it at school. Someone brought it in school, and I borrowed it. And it's like the TV special. I think there's a few changes in there. So, but it's still a great read. You know, kids today will love it, you know. And Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, same thing. I read the book, and also it's based also from the TV special that came out in 1964, which will be 60 years next year. You know, it's a classic. It airs every year. So that's a great story about that. But the one that stood out the most was The Night Before Christmas. And that was published by the Whitman Company. And this was published by a man named Clement C. Moore. Okay. And I got this book when I was in school, grade school, that is. I'm trying to remember, did my mom buy it or they gave it to us in school? I don't remember. But I remember the cover. It was Santa Claus on the cover. And he's holding up a Christmas present. He's by the Christmas tree. On someone's Christmas tree, that is. I don't think it's his. I think it's a house he visited. And when I first read the book, I was fascinated by the pictures, and I read it. You know how many times I've read this book during Christmas night? At least 10. I love it. I never got tired of it. And then, you know, how the beginning goes, 'twas the night before Christmas, we're all through the house. Not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. And that's the famous lines of those in the beginning. And then, so it's a classic. I love it. I really do. And that gives me a nice warm memory about Christmas when I read this book. I'd like to buy it someday. I really would. You know, just for nostalgic sake, like that. That's hard to find, but I'm sure I don't know, because there are different covers of this book. I don't know if in the inside's the same. I don't know. I hope so. Like that. And I guess I've worn it out like that. And I don't know what happened to it. I guess my mom threw it away. So that's a shame. But someday I'll buy it. You know, I'll buy it. And it's like a beautiful memory of mine to read this. You know, Christmas is a wonderful holiday. It's one of my favorites. You know, I'm looking forward to it. Like that. And you know something? When I read this book, the first time I read this book, I was about 7 or 8. And I, guilty as charged, I believed in Santa Claus. I really did at the time, you know. And I thought he was really coming to our apartment in Roseland, you know, in the south side of Chicago. And, you know, I wanted to stay up and see if he's coming, you know, if he's really coming. And then, you know, I tried to, but I was too sleepy. I was very young. And I know my mom, I have a feeling my mom was walking around putting presents in the stocking or, you know, like that. I knew it was because I heard walking. I go, oh my God, is that Santa Claus? And no, I don't think it was him. I think it was my mother. But sometimes my father, who worked at the Conrad Hilton downtown, his shift ended about, he used to come home about 1 o'clock in the morning, and I used to hear him. So it must have been him, you know, because I hardly saw him when I was a child. I saw him on days off, like Wednesdays and Thursdays, like that. But he did take Christmas off, and that's his name's day. So we went to church together. And, you know, so I think I stopped believing Santa Claus. But there's another story I'll talk about someday, you know, about that. You know, I was sort of disappointed, but kind of relieved, you know. Anyway, so so that book, The Night Before Christmas, is an all-time classic. You can read this book to your children. They would love that. I hope so. Or you can read it yourself. Take you back to a simpler time. I really would. Okay. Okay. Let's see. Right now, I'm going to take a quick break. And then when I come back, I'll talk about actor Andrew Brower. Okay. So sit back, folks. I'll be right back. Thank you. Okay, everyone, I am back. Right now, I'm going to talk about actor Andre Brower. He just passed away on December 11th this month. When I heard about his death, I was shocked. You know, it was like, whoa, you know, because I used to see him on TV a lot. The reason I'm going to talk about him, he's a Chicago native. Yeah, which I forgot he was. So he's best known for his roles in Homicide, Life on the Street. And his role was Captain Raymond Holt. And he was a commander, and he He was not very friendly. He didn't show any emotion. And he was just, but he was a good actor in this show. He really was. And, excuse me. So the program, I remember it aired. It first aired on January 31st, 1993. And it was a big hit. And it had a great cast. You know, it had Daniel Baldwin, Richard Belzer, Yaphet Kotto, Melissa Leo, John Polito, Kyle Secor, and Ned Beatty. Also, Isabella Hoffman, you know, John Cena, and all this cast, and it was great. And so it ran for about 7 seasons. A very popular show, like that. And let's see what else. The funny thing about it is John Munch, played by Richard Belzer. His character was in Law and Order. I don't know if he made crossover appearances. I think he did. You know, I wasn't sure. But, you know, you see, Richard Belzer was a comedian. And so he, but in, on the show, he's very serious. But as for Andre Brower, he played the role perfectly as Frank Pembleton. He also has done, so I'm going to talk about it in the beginning of his career. So he was born in Chicago, July 1st, 1962. He attended St. Ignatius College Prep. And that's a very, very prestigious school, you know, Chicago. And then he earned a scholarship in Stanford. And that's, and then he, and he graduated, but he didn't want, but he majored in engineering, but he didn't want to do that. But he got the acting bug. So he graduated in 1984. And then he attended Juilliard School in New York and graduated in 1988, which is great. And his first film role was the 1989 movie Glory. And that was with the movie with Denzel Washington. I saw bits and pieces of the movie, and that was great. And when Kocak, you know, the TV show that starred Telly Savalas, they brought back the show in TV movies, he played his sidekick. Yeah, he played alongside with Telly Savalas, like that. Not Crocker, no. And but he left, but he didn't stay for the entire run of Homicide. He left after the 6th season, but he did return for the reunion movie. And then he's done some Shakespeare, you know, performed Shakespeare, that which is great, like that. And then he started appearing in movies. He was in the Marvel movie Fantastic Four, The Rise of the Silver Swan. I like that movie. So that was good. And let's see what else. Did some voice acting. Most, you know, it's funny. He did like for DC. He also did Dark Side, you know, for a DC animated series like that. And he also played a defense attorney in Law and Order, SVU, you know, for 4 years. So that was, that's great. And let's see, so what other credits he was in? Yeah, he did, let's see, also, he started his own show in 2000. I posted this the other day, and it was called a medical drama. It was called Gideon's Crossing. It lasted for 20 episodes. It was on ABC, Channel 7, WLS. He played Dr. Ben Gideon. Didn't catch on. I did see it, and it was pretty good. It was a good show, you know. And then more roles came and all that. He's also starred in the there was the medical drama House, And the last major show he starred in was Brooklyn Nine-Nine, you know. And, you know, this was a surprise. This really was. And he played Captain Raymond Holt, and he was in the most... That show ran for 8 years, and, you know, this was a comedy show, and he showed his comedic chops in the show. He was great. You know, he's funny. This is a side of him I never saw before, and I guess most people didn't. And one of his last roles was when Norman Lear rebooted most of the classic TV shows that he created, like, for example, All in the Family, Good Times, what else? The Jeffersons. He played James Evans in the Good Times episode. I saw that. Boy, he was good. And it was live in front of a studio audience. And that was in 2019. So he was great in that. You know, that was wonderful. So, that's a shame, you know. And then when the news hit that he died, a lot of people were very sad. They really were. They really were. So my condolences to the family, you know, that. So his acting and his shows will live on forever. That's good. Homicide, you don't see much on TV. Maybe if streaming, you could buy the show on DVD. I know that. I saw some on sale on eBay. Maybe Amazon, you could buy it if you're interested. You can, you know, see his earliest role, which he's fantastic. And we'll see about that. Okay. All right. So that's it for this show. You know, it's kind of short. So I'll do a recap of what I talked about. I talked about my memories of vintage Christmas children's books that I read when I was a child, and also a tribute to Andre Brower. From Chicago. Okay, this podcast will be published later on today, wherever podcasts are available. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Overcast, Amazon Music. If you tap those apps, just hit follow. You know, you'll get a notification of the new, where the new podcast is ready to be listened to. Also, it's on my blog, vanishedchicagoland.blog. Also on my YouTube channel. I've said this many times. If you want to, this is the easiest way for most people. If you want to listen to that, just do a search on YouTube. Type in Vanished Chicagoland Stories. Hit the subscribe button. You get a notification of the latest episode. You can also listen to my previous episodes if you like, if you have time. That's the way to do it. You know, people like that. Also, be sure on my social media accounts, Facebook, X, LinkedIn, Reddit, Threads, and Instagram. Yeah. Okay. I will do another podcast episode tomorrow, probably. I would think so. But Tuesday, I don't think so, because I got some things to take care of. So I guess it'll be like a whole week without it. And then Christmas is coming soon. I might do one for Christmas. I you know, before Christmas. Maybe. We'll see if I have time. If not, then, we'll play it by ear. Okay. So this is Pete Costanis, your host for Vanished Chicagoland Stories. Thank you for joining me. I had a wonderful time. Today is kind of cloudy, rainy, not a great day to go out, but if you have things to do, please do, or do your Christmas shopping. You know, I got to do mine soon. Just relax, you know, enjoy the rest of your weekend. Here is Ray Rayner with a little traveling music saying bye, bye, bye. And take care, everyone, and so long.
We have to go. Bye, bye, bye.